How will AI change the way we learn? Drastically, according to Salman Khan, the founder of Khan Academy. Sal has written a new book, Brave New Words, How AI Will Revolutionize Education and Why That's a Good Thing. And in it, he shares a vision of how large language models and other AI technologies could allow for custom-tailored tutoring for students regardless of means. Our curator, Adam Grant, says this book is required reading for everyone who cares about education. Here's Salman to share five of his big ideas.
Hi, everyone. Sal Khan here. I'm the founder of Khan Academy, which is a not-for-profit with the mission of providing a free world-class education for anyone, anywhere. And I'm also the author of Brave New Words, How AI Will Revolutionize Education and Why That Is a Good Thing. So I'm going to share with you my five takeaways. The first is that teachers matter. Even before AI, I've talked a lot about if I had to pick between an amazing teacher and no technology versus amazing technology and no teacher, I would pick the amazing teacher every time. And I think this becomes even more pronounced in an AI world. AI is going to become an amazing teaching assistant. It's going to help with grading papers, writing progress reports, giving insights to teachers that they didn't have before, communicating with others, personalizing their classroom, writing lesson plans. But it's never going to be able to replace the ability to form those really human connections, have those connections with students that motivate them. And I think that's why teachers go into the profession. They don't want to do that busy work of grading papers and writing lesson plans. They do want to change student lives. And now they're going to be better supported, which is more important than ever, given how key this profession is and how much attrition and how spread thin there has been in teachers globally. Now, the second big takeaway is we are about to see a real revolution in world-class learning. And the reason why I say that Khan Academy's mission statement as a not-for-profit is free, world-class education for anyone, anywhere. And from the beginning, we always imagined that technology, and I couldn't have imagined technology advancing this fast, but things like the internet, things like on-demand video, things like personalized software and teacher tools could be used to scale up the types of interactions that I used to have with my cousins. Many of y'all know the starting story of Khan Academy, which I talk about in the book. I used to be in tech and then analyst at a hedge fund. Cousin needed tutoring. Started tutoring Nadia, word spreads in my family, free tutoring's going on. Before I know it, I'm tutoring many cousins. And the whole journey of Khan Academy until now has really been trying to scale up, leveraging technology and tools for educators and parents to scale up the type of personalization, the type of student-centered learning that I was originally able to do with my cousins. And we've gone very far with Khan Academy. We have tons of efficacy studies. But as you'll see in the book, what generative AI now allows us to do is get that much closer to really world-class tutoring, really raising the ceiling of what's possible. I used to hand science fiction books to employees at Khan Academy, talking about these AI tutors of the future. And I say, one day Khan Academy will build this. It's probably not in my lifetime, but you know, fingers crossed, as long as we're around for many decades to come, it is in our lifetime. In fact, it is in the coming years. And it's really important for people to appreciate how powerful these tools are. If you have children, if you care about children, or if you want to learn something yourself. So there's the tools for learning. And then there's obviously all of the tools for productivity, which we also refer to in the book. The third takeaway is that I believe used well, writing will improve, not degrade. And that's a bold statement, I think, because obviously when ChatGPT came out, all of the talk was this can be used for cheating. This is going to undermine writing as we know it. That's also in the context. I've talked to administrators at some of the top universities in the world, and they said that there's actually a crisis of even students going to some of these very selective universities not knowing how to write. No one knows exactly why. It's probably years of standardized tests that focus on multiple choice. So classrooms focused on multiple choice. There was less of an opportunity to write and get feedback. What we see happening, and we detail in this book, and Khan Academy is actually building these tools, is that not only can the teacher work with the AI to write a lesson plan, create an assignment, create a rubric, but they can administer the assignment through the AI. When the student works with the AI, a properly ethical AI, which is what we're working on, won't do the essay for them, but say, hey, let's come up with a thesis statement. Let's do some outlining together. Let me give you feedback. Hey, you could get a better source for that, or let's create a citation over there. And then once the student feels good after getting all that feedback, and once again, that's feedback that most students are not getting unless they have the benefit of a writing coach or really involved parents. Most students aren't getting that real-time feedback on their writing, but they're going to get that from the AI. And then the AI could say, are you ready to submit? Submits it to the teacher. Now the teacher isn't just going to get the final output. They're going to get the final output and the entire process, and they're going to be able to talk to the AI like a writing coach who's worked with every one of their students. That AI could say, hey, we worked on this for 4.5 hours. Sal had trouble with the thesis statement, but we eventually got there. He found some good sources. Based on your rubric, I'd preliminary, this teacher should be in charge, give this a grade of an A-. But you, the teacher, are in charge. Hopefully I'm saving you some time. But I'm confident, I, the AI, am confident that this is Sal's work. It's consistent with the other work he's done, especially the work that he's done in class. We clearly spent a lot of time on it. And by the way, here's the whole transcript about how we work together. And by the way, teacher, I can give you insights on your entire class that you never had before. It turns out that about 15 of your kids are having trouble with the thesis statement. Here's a lesson plan or a micro lesson that could be really good for those students. So keep in mind what just happened in this description. We go into much more depth on this and other things in the book, but it's supporting students far more than they've ever been supported. It's going to give more rapid feedback. It gives time back to the teacher. Imagine being a middle school teacher having to grade 100 papers on the Great Gatsby over a weekend. Not super fun, and you might not be able to do it all consistently. Now you finally have support, and now you're getting insights into what's going on in the process. And if kids cheat, and to be clear, and I talk, there's a whole chapter about cheating. Cheating existed before ChatGPT. There's folks on the internet who will be happy to write your essay at $5 a page for you. This could actually undermine all forms of cheating, including paying someone on the internet or getting your older sister to write it for you. But the more important thing is, it's really ensuring that students are getting supported, more rapid cycle support than they've ever gotten before, and giving teachers more support and more insights. Now, the fourth insight is that kids still need to learn a lot. Every time there's new technology, calculator comes out, folks say, kids don't need to learn arithmetic anymore. Internet comes out, Google comes out. Oh, kids can just search things up. They don't need to know that anymore. I've never believed that before. If you know your arithmetic well, you're going to use a calculator well. And by the way, there's going to be times where you don't have a calculator around, or just knowing the arithmetic is going to allow you to draw connections. If you have content knowledge, if you have general knowledge about the world, you are going to be a more productive user of things like search. And the same thing is now true with generative AI. Not only by having knowledge and skills will you be better at using it, but we're going into a world, as we know, generative AI is also already doing quite good at a lot of standardized tests. Even the current generation is getting in the 70th, 80th percentile, and we know where this is going. It's going to get better and better and better. So if you are a student or if you have children, do you want to be outrun by the generative AI, or do you want to be in a position where you can put those pieces together? Yes, generative AI can write code, but to create truly great applications, you need to know what great code looks like, and you need to be able to put the pieces together. And to do that, you need to be comparable, or at least be able to hang with the AI. Same thing is true of writing. Same thing is true of music composition. Same thing is true of editing. Those who have those skills and also have the skills of putting AI pieces together are those that are really going to thrive in the job market in the future. Those who get passed up by the AI, who don't have that skill, who can kind of rely on the AI but don't know how to put the things together to make great things, they're going to be in trouble. Now, the last insight, and maybe this is the most important one because it goes beyond education, although a lot of what I just said really actually goes beyond education, is there's all this conversation about AI good, AI bad, every dinner party, and I enjoy these conversations too, about the philosophy, where it can be harmful with misinformation and deepfakes and fraud, election manipulation, whatever. But then where could it be positive? Maybe in healthcare, maybe in education. But what I always point out, and I gave a TED talk about this last year, is this isn't a flip of a coin. This is a technology that amplifies human intent. Like technologies before it, this just feels a little bit special because it's really hitting something that we always thought was special about humans, our intelligence. But given that it amplifies human intent, what matters, whether this is going to be a net positive or a net negative, is our intent. And we know the bad actors are going to have a lot of negative intent, and they're going to put a lot of energy behind that negative intent. So it's really critical that all of us, all of you, put as much energy as possible into the positive intent. Just because it could go scary, just because bad people are doing bad things with it, is not a reason to run away. It's not a reason to slow down on the positive intent, because once again, the bad actors aren't going to slow down. It's imperative that we all learn as much as we can about it, expose ourselves to it, use it in intelligent ways to empower other people. And as I said in the TED Talk and I say in the book, there's an opportunity here to use AI, artificial intelligence, to improve HI, human intelligence, human potential, human meaning. There's a lot more than five insights in the book, but that's what I'll leave you with. But I hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thank you, Sal. That was Salman Khan with five big ideas from Brave New Words, How AI Will Revolutionize Education and Why That's a Good Thing. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have an amazing day.